This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. We'll talk a little bit more about that. For my friends, everything. For my enemies, the law. We'll talk about China, what they're doing in Iran. We're going to talk about good things when it comes to deportation. Bad things. You want to save a bunch of money? I'm about to hand you another easy way to do that. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law. Communists believe the justice system should only be used on their enemies and never for them. This is central to their belief system. You can point out two-tier justice, one justice system for us and another for them, and they will simply look at you and say, well, yeah, of course. You have to follow the law. I'm a revolutionary. I don't have to follow the law. Fighting a revolution. That's how they think. I want you to listen to Scott Dexter. He was giving testimony today in front of Jim Jordan and talking about some of the scams going on.
In the years that I worked there, we identified how fraud was occurring, the loopholes that existed, and we...
What were some of the warning signs, Mr. Dexter?
Well, the fact that part of our job was to go and collect attendance records. We would find attendance records that were either incomplete, non-existent, obviously, there were times we found them to be fabricated because they were given to us way later, and the same with billing records.
What happened, Mr. Dexter, after he started exposing one of the three pillars that hold up the Democrat Party? Remember the three pillars? Remember what they are? Fraud, cheating in elections, and foreigners. He started exposing the fraud. What happened after that?
They ignored your recommendations. They called you a racist, right?
Correct.
Typical left. So they ignore your recommendations. They call you a racist. But it even got worse than that, if you can imagine. They started investigating you. Is that right?
Yes. We were interviewed by an outside firm for a report given to the Office of Legislative Auditor.
And what did that report look like? What did they say? They call you a racist? What did the report say?
The report basically questioned our investigative tactics, looked at how our unit was managed.
Even though you had 28 years experience in this particular area, tips and whistleblowers came to you, even though that was the whole catalyst for doing this.
Correct.
You saw it after January 6th. They'll simply take the forces of government and they'll attack their political opponents and they'll destroy as many people as they possibly can. It's how these people operate. Let's pause on this for a moment because that World Economic Forum thing's going on. We already talked about it earlier. Played some things. Donald Trump sounding really good there about some
certain
things.
Places in Europe are not even recognizable, frankly, anymore. They're not recognizable. And we can argue about it, but there's no argument. Friends come back from different places. I don't want to insult anybody and say I don't recognize it. And that's not in a positive way. That's in a very negative way.
Well, there's a president of the Conference of European Rabbis who was there, right? So this is a rabbi. He's a dude. You're going to hear a woman ask him a question, but you're about to hear this dude. He's a rabbi. Remember yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, if not the day before, where we talked about how the Bolsheviks, they took over the Soviet Union and they killed all the priests and killed and destroyed all the churches, but they let some, not all, they let some stay. What ones did they let stay? They let the ones stay who they were able to co-opt. So instead of being a priest of Christianity, you were a priest of communism, just kind of easing the people into communism. Well, they do this in everywhere they take over. They do this with every religion they take over. I hope you didn't think that was unique to Christianity. Most definitely has happened to Judaism as well. This Orthodox synagogue's got to go. But this guy, I feel like we can get him working for us. He can stay. Would you like to hear an example? Allow me to present to you the president of the Conference of European Rabbis. Now, keep in mind, before I play this, Jews in Europe are routinely savaged by Islamists who've been imported into Europe. I know, Chris, it's shocking. 99.9% of actual anti-Semitic attacks on Jews, not just in Europe, around the globe, are done by people who practice Islam. It's the facts. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying. Knowing that, I want you to listen to this. Communists co-opt religious leaders all the time to get people to accept communism. Listen.
There has also been a reaction of Europe. I think the rise of the extreme right in many European countries is...
The rise of the extreme right is what he's citing out here. Listen to what he blames.
As a response to the insecurity felt by the old Europeans, so-called old Europeans, regarding the new immigrants who came from the Middle East. So I think that fighting Islamophobia and anti-Semitism is an interest of both religions and both communities. And when we do it together, it's going to be much more useful.
That's what I mean by co-opting religious leaders. The pastor with the tranny flag in front of the church. The Black Liberation Theology pastor. Jesus loves Barack Obama and hates America. The rabbi. Well, I mean, we do have to tackle this anti-Semitism that's from the far right. All co-opted. Not that, that guy's not a rabbi. Those pastors and priests aren't priests. They're communists. They've put on the uniform. Why? Because the uniform has an impact on you, on me. You're standing up there. My goodness, you're at the pulpit. Chris, do you people have a pulpit? Is there a pulpit? There's a pulpit. Look at the uniform. He's wearing everything right. Of course he must be speaking with authority, right? And the words that come out of his mouth must be a miracle. The words that come out of his mouth seem to be pushing the communist agenda of the elites forward. Every single time. It's not just religions, of course. I played it earlier, the news story about Britain's health service. They co-opt. The communist will take over. He'll conquer and co-opt every institution to use it for his purposes. Everybody with half a brain knows it's probably not good to marry your first cousin for a variety of reasons. But one of the main reasons is your baby has a high likelihood of having birth defects. Well, lo and behold, Britain has imported a bunch of cultures who love that stuff, and they all of a sudden have a bunch of problems with birth defects. What to do? What to do? Well, you took over the health service. Just have them tell everyone it's healthy.
Britain's National Health Service says marriage and procreation between first cousins can be beneficial, and the risks have been, quote, exaggerated. New documents show that the NHS guidance to midwives states 15% of cousin couples have children that are affected by genetic conditions, compared to just 3% of children born to unrelated parents. However, the guidelines then go on to describe the benefits of cousin marriages, saying it can provide financial and social security and generate collective social capital.
Communists use the legitimacy of your institution on behalf of the revolution. We've had that talk so many times before. Find the institution the people love, the people cherish, and the communists will find a way to conquer that institution in order to manipulate and abuse the people. Maybe that's a synagogue. Maybe it's a church. Maybe it's a doctor's office. Maybe it's the NFL, the Cub Scouts, a university, but they will find an institution that the people love and trust. They will conquer it, and they will use it on behalf of the institution. You have that audio, Chris? No, don't worry. Don't worry about it. I dumped it on you. Don't worry about it. Forget it. I'm going to go somewhere else right now. In fact, I want to talk about Byrna right now. That's what I want to talk about. These animals are all over our society, everywhere. It's not just in the blue states. I wish that was the case, but have you followed anything that any of these people ICE has been picking up, scooping up? I live in the very, very red state of Texas. In fact, just a few miles from my house, serial killers, cartel guys, rapists. What do you carry on your body that will stop a violent person who's only ever known violence? He's got a knife. You've got a purse. It's dark in the parking lot. What are you going to do to stop him? Scream? That's music to his ears. Carry a Byrna compact launcher on you. It's 4.07 inches long. It's a smartphone right in your purse, right on your belt. They have holsters for them. Put it in your pocket. It's legal in all 50 states because it's non-lethal. It shoots these tear gas balls and pepper ball rounds. These things hurt bad when they hit, and then the real pain starts when the pepper gets in the eyes and the nose. You get to live another day. Over 14,000 4.5-star reviews already has saved the lives of my listeners. Don't get caught without one when you need it. Doesn't do you any good then. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I am the last person in the world who needs to give anybody advice on how to be a spouse or a good one, all right? But I am going to speak specifically to the men here, and I will tell you this. You're out there, you're trying to find a dime to marry, settle down with, have some kids with. Find one who roots for you and supports you. And more importantly, let me point this out, find one who's not in competition with you for things all the time. If you are dating a woman and she is constantly in some sort of it, we watched your shows the last two nights. I've never seen my show. You've got 15 more minutes with your shows. If that's the kind of woman you're dating, cut bait, turn her loose, and go find one who doesn't do that, because she'll never stop and you will hate your life. Do you want to hear an example? I want you to think about a couple things first. How many presidents have there been? Not many. Only a few American presidents in the history of this country. Barack Obama, he didn't have two nickels to rub together when he ran to be the president of the United States of America. In fact, he was supposed to get blown out in that primary. Remember that? Because Hillary Clinton was the one who was supposed to win. Barack Obama, for a variety of reasons, but part of it is his talent of speaking, Barack Obama, he won. He not only won the primary, he then went on to be the two-term president of the United States of America. The Obamas signed, and I may have the details on this wrong, but I believe a $400 million deal with Netflix upon leaving office. I have seen a picture of Barack Obama and his wife Michelle on Oprah Winfrey's yacht. What's the biggest boat you've ever been on? Ever been on a yacht of any size? You ever been on one as big as Oprah's? Let me clue you in. You haven't, and neither have I, and you never will, and I never will, ever. I would just want to walk through. I want to see what the bathroom looks like. I want to see it. But Barack Obama and his wife partied on that yacht. They live in a mansion in Hawaii, armed guards for the rest of their lives. Do you have any idea how much money these people probably make to give speeches somewhere? When you are the former president of the United States of America, did you know, in fact, I bet you I'm pretty close on this. I bet you he gets $500,000 to $1 million a speech. Meaning Harvard calls up Barack and says, hey, graduating class this year, we'd love to have him hear from you. What's your speaking fee? $1 million. Sounds good. We'll wire the money. Imagine $1 million for a speech. That is the life Michelle Obama gets to live now. Married a man, had nothing, came from nothing, lives like a queen. And I take that back. That's actually wrong. If you were to take any queen in the history of mankind and have her compare her life with the life Michelle Obama lives right now, she would choose Michelle Obama's life every single day. Better than a queen. Listen to Michelle Obama.
I was a dean of students. I was like, oh, you guys, all of that just disappeared in the course of this whole election. And you now see me as just Barack Obama's wife. So that made me say, that quickly, my shoes become the most important thing about me, right? And again, not unique to me. It can happen to the best of us. So I shied away from fashion leading the conversation.
Just Barack Obama's wife. Fellas, if you're looking for a bride, make sure you find one who would never utter those words ever. Find a woman who tells people, I get to be his wife. I'm honored to be his wife. I love being his wife. Now I'm just Barack Obama's wife. They don't know, girl. I'm so much more than that. What an ungrateful witch. And the only thing that makes me smile about that is I hate Barack Obama for what he did to this country. And I know he must hate his freaking life every day he comes. Can you imagine what it's like being married to that hag? Can you even imagine? Honey, I got to go. I'm going to Paris tomorrow. I got to give a speech for $2 million to the European Union. Oh, that figures. I only got $500,000 for my last speech. I guess you think you're more important. You know, it must be friggin' brutal in the Obama household. And I love that for him because he sucks. I'm not even going to tell him about Relief Factor, Chris. And you know, at his age, you know he's got these aches and pains. And it's probably all magnified by the fact that he married a witch. Relief Factor could help him? I'm not going to tell him about it. Relief Factor is drug-free, 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. You understand that? You'll see it. When they send you the three-week quick start, you just buy 3 weeks of it. It's $19.95. You'll see that it's just a supplement. And you say, well, what's this going to do? Well, it's this unique formula of natural ingredients. And what it's going to do is it's going to help support your body's natural response to pain and inflammation. Every day you take it, I want you to think about your pain like volume. Every day you take it, the volume gets turned down just a little. And then the next day, a little bit more. And then a little bit more. After 3 weeks, you wake up and you say, oh my gosh, my back doesn't hurt anymore. Try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or relieffactor.com. I actually didn't get to any emails. I will next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed. Armstrong.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful hump day, and you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some of these. Jesse, I've long held the position that there isn't a single gun law that is constitutional. However, I may need to change that position. These leftists on guard with rifles in Minneapolis are insane. We know the elite communists want these people to do something dumb, so on and so forth. Yes, but remember, do you remember, I bring it up a lot because it was such a revealing moment in American history, the George Floyd protests. Do you remember where they took place? The blue areas. The blue cities. The places where the animals got to run everything, from the cops to the DA to the mayor's office, That's where the Black Lives Matter protests took place. And remember this. Do you remember that couple? They were out of Missouri. They weren't even hardcore Republicans or something like that. But they had a bunch of animals walking through their backyard. And they just came out with AR-15s and stood there, obviously worried for their safety. Remember they got the book thrown at them? Tried to throw them in prison? I've tried to explain before that in blue areas, you can live there. Maybe you're listening right now in Chicago or New York or wherever. Live there. Enjoy the food. I visit. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. I visit. But there are things that you have to understand and accept if you're going to live in a blue area. Here are some of those things. Your life is going to be very expensive, and the extra money you pay for things is going to corruption of some kind. Remember that story I talked about yesterday? 80% of Chicago's property taxes are going to the pension fund for government employees. You're accepting that. I love to live in a New York City. Fine. I love New York City too. Understand that. That's one. You have to accept that. You have to accept something else. You're not safe. When I say not safe, I'm not just talking about the physical danger. You might run into a crazy person, a violent person. It's not just what I'm saying. You, normal person, you live in an area where the worst people are now protected by the justice system in that area. We've really seen this recently with the ICE protests and protesters, where you'll have some guy who tries to drive over an ICE agent and he'll get arrested and the jury itself will acquit him immediately because they're all animals, Democrats, who side with other animals. I'm not telling you, look, I am telling you to move, but you make your own call. You live your own life. That's part of living in a blue-controlled area now. Some dude, speaking of New York City, some old dude just pulled out a gun, used it to defend himself and his wife. Gone. 4 years. New York State prison. Gone. You have to accept that your life is more expensive there, and the added expense is paying for Democrat corruption. And you have to understand and accept the justice system itself in your area considers you to be an enemy. You have no legal protection. And in fact, it's worse than that. The legal apparatus, the justice apparatus of your area that is supposed to protect you will in fact attack you relentlessly if you ever find yourself on the opposite side of the communist animals they love. Now, if that's an acceptable risk to you, maybe, and maybe it is. I get it. I totally get it. Like I said, I love L.A. I have a blast in L.A. Chicago's a cool city. I've always been in love with New York City. You know that. Aub and I have talked about it before. Just dreaming. We're never going to do it, but maybe we should get an apartment here. We love it here so much. Oh, Central Park, hot dogs, pizza. Take you to see the Rockettes. We're never going to do it. But the reason we're never going to do it is because of what I just laid out. I can't live in a place where I know the justice system considers me to be the enemy. They consider the criminals to be the good guys and me to be the enemy. Now, back to what you were saying about the guns and things like that. These animals have never tried this stuff in rural red America. If they have, it fizzles out almost immediately. Yes, they're going to arm themselves in these blue areas. Why are they comfortable doing that? Why are these communists in Minnesota comfortable strapping on a gun and saying, I'm going to shoot any ICE agent that comes out here? Because they know the justice system itself in that area is against them. They're protected. You are not. That's how it works. And that's how the communists want it to work. Remember that LaMonica Shriver, MacIver chick? The one who is on camera throwing her big portly body against the poor ICE guy. And she's on camera doing it. Here she is.
Your decision to appeal these charges and the announcement you made today.
We are not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be intimidated out of doing my job. And I'm going to continue to fight this. And this is the next step of the fight for us, right? A local federal judge didn't decide to dismiss the charges. So now we're going to the Third Circuit to appeal that. And it's about me having legislative immunity, not because I'm above the law, but because legislative immunity protects me for doing my job. And it protects members of Congress for doing their job.
That communist never thought she'd get in trouble at all because she comes from an area where she can get away with anything, anytime, because she's a card-carrying member of the system. You better mind your P's and Q's. Oh, look at this. I'm looking at a map of the country. It's a map that shows where not foreigners, American citizens are moving to and where American citizens are leaving. You know where American citizens are leaving? California, Washington, Oregon. Those might be the three most beautiful states in the United States of America. Americans who live there said, I'm leaving. You know that? You know where Americans are moving to? Texas, Florida. Americans are trying to beat inflation and trying to beat crime and trying to beat all kinds of things because they're leaving communist-controlled city states and they're moving to where America really is. If you can, do it. If you can, there is a better life. The grass is greener if you're considering it. We've been doing radio for 7 years, and for 7 years, I've been encouraging you to move if you can. I know jobs and family, it's good, but I know. If you can, if it's an option, get out and get to Red America. And to this day, God knows how many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of emails we've had in 7 years, and plus the personal interactions I have with you when you see me out in public. 7 years, not one person who's done it has said, Jesse, I moved from blue to red, and I regret it. And now, think about what that means. I moved from New York City. Think about what you're giving up when you leave New York City. All that food, all that entertainment, it feels big and important. It is, and it's fun. People pack it up and leave, go to Red America. Best decision I ever made. Every one of them. Every one of them. There's a better life waiting for you outside of North Korea. I highly suggest you check it out. We'll do some more next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. You can email us your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We really love emails like this. Jesse, been listening to you for years. I think you're the new Rush. I'm not the new Rush, of course. You only get one of those. I hate to sound like Chris, but you mentioned something about a free gift. You know, I understand. JesseKelly.com. Not Jesse Kelly Show. JesseKelly.com. Go and put in your email address. We are going to send you something free. And I know Jewish producer Chris joked yesterday that it was going to be a picture of me or something. Again, I'm mad I didn't think of that, Chris. But this is actually serious. We are going to send you something, email you something, and you're going to like it. What, Chris? Why not both? That's a really good point. But just thinking about this on the fly here. Why not both? You know, great generals, they hold some troops in reserve. You never know where you're going to need them. We are always going to have a picture of me that'll brighten anybody's day. What, Chris, listen, we wait until next Christmas or Hanukkah. We wait until next Christmas. We email that out as a Christmas gift to everybody, making sure they can print it out. Now, this is a great idea, right? I think that's a good point. We'll send Christmas cards and Hanukkah cards, and the only thing in the cards will be a picture of my face. We won't even put any writing in there. We'll just put a picture of me, and everyone will understand. Trump at the World Economic Forum also decided to put a little stamp on things and let Russia and China know, be careful.
So now our country and the world face much greater risks than it did ever before because of missiles, because of nuclear, because of weapons of warfare that I can't even talk about. 2 weeks ago, they saw weapons that nobody ever heard of. They weren't able to fire one shot at us. They said, what happened? Everything was discombobulated. They said, we've got them in our sights. Press the trigger, and nothing happened. No anti-aircraft missiles went up. There was one that went up about 30 feet and crashed down right next to the people that sent it. They said, what the hell is going on? Those defensive systems were made by Russia and by China. So they're going to go back to the drawing boards, I guess.
Oh, that is awesome. Because Russia and China were watching. And Russia and China, they met after that raid, after that Venezuela raid. Hey, why didn't this work? Why didn't that work? This was supposed to work. Remember, we found out that Russia was sending stuff in there. Hey, here's some stuff. This'll work. It's not America now, is it? The deal with Greenland, we'll continue getting information as it drips out there. It's exactly what we thought it was going to be. We're going to have more control of Greenland. We're going to totally control pockets of it, mineral rights. Russia and China will be frozen out. We were always going to buy it, or at least a portion of it. And so this is why you can't freak out every time Donald Trump starts to negotiate something he wants publicly, because he's always going to take these polar opposite extreme positions. And his ultimate goal is to land somewhere in the middle on some kind of a deal. It's the way it is. It's how he does it. And it is important that we take control.
We need it for strategic national security and international security. This enormous unsecured island is actually part of North America, on the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory. It is therefore a core national security interest of the United States of America. And in fact, it's been our policy for hundreds of years to prevent outside threats from entering our hemisphere, and we've done it very successfully. We've never been stronger than we are now.
Jesse, why is eliminating the filibuster on the table now? Because Republicans are stupid. That's why. Republicans are stupid and they don't see reality. They see what they want to believe. Oh, we should end the filibuster. Okay. What law are you going to pass? Save Act. Yeah, we already have, I believe, 8 United States senators in the GOP who said they won't support it. So we're going to end the filibuster because we have to pass a law that doesn't have the votes to pass? Well, what's the point of that? I mean, look, if you get the votes, okay, then we'll come back and we can have this conversation. It's Save Act or something like that. I'm happy to, but we have to have the votes. And we have to have arrests.
Whether it's a public official, whether it's a law enforcement officer, no one is above the law in this state or in this country. And people will be held accountable. This state is a mess right now. We've seen the chaos. And it's constant. And our men and women in law enforcement deserve to be safe. And that's what we're going to do in Minnesota.
Nobody is above the law. We hear it time and time and time again. It's time to see it, though. It's time to see it. I understand the troubles. I understand the delays. It's time to see it. It's also time for the GOP to wake up and realize that they don't care about being hypocrites.
Today, the Clintons must be held accountable for their actions. And Democrats must support these measures or they will be exposed as hypocrites.
Whoa. That's going to be devastating for them.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Expert claims China is funding anti-ICE protests. Well, of course. China believes in multidimensional warfare. Of course there's Chinese money flowing around the communist street animal activity in the country. That's a given. Arizona flag football tournament descends... and do 100-person brawl. This was a youth football game. I've seen some of the worst behavior from adults in my life at youth sporting events. It's amazing how much sports turns people into morons. ABC, CBS, NBC, Hammer Ice with 93% negative coverage. That's from MRC. Yeah, that's all a propaganda campaign designed to do what now? To protect the revolution. I will be back tomorrow. We'll do it again, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.